Many Saudis are in a state of disbelief over the deadly bombings that shook their capital Riyadh this week. There have been other terrorist attacks in the kingdom, but none on this scale, and none that have affected Saudi society so deeply. Among the 34 people killed, at least 7 were Saudis. Most of the attackers are also presumed to be Saudi. Now, many in the kingdom are trying to come to terms with what happened and are looking inward for answers. From Riyadh, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Saudi bank manager Halaq Qudwa recalls the horrors of last Monday. Many of her foreign colleagues were living at the Al Hamra compound, one of the 3 housing complexes targeted by terrorists. Qudwa says she comforted a co-worker over the phone as the woman's husband lay bleeding on a bed of glass. Qudwa's first reaction to the attacks was one of disbelief.
This can't be true. Not here, not in compounds, not in this care.
Qudwa says her sense of security has been shattered. Extremism, she says, must be stamped out.
It doesn't have a place in our lives, and those people have no place in this country.
25-year-old computer engineer Ziad Al-Nahed says no amount of anger toward the West or U.S. foreign policy can justify terrorism. He says Saudis are starting to question what could have motivated such acts of violence.
People are asking why. How is it that people we know, people around us, could have actually done this?
Some here are describing last Monday's tragedy as Saudi Arabia's September 11th. The scale is far smaller, they acknowledge, but it has shaken up this closed society unlike any other incident in recent memory. To many Saudis, terrorism seemed remote. Now it has hit home, say people here. One of the 7 Saudis killed was the son of Riyadh's deputy governor. The bombings also served as a wake-up call, say analysts. Many intellectuals here recognize the link between the hardline views of some Saudi clerics and the violence carried out by 15 Saudi hijackers on September 11th. But many ordinary Saudis did not, they say. Sociologist Munir El-Nahed says there is now a growing understanding among people here that fanaticism exists in this religious state and is a threat to Saudi society.
There is a big realization that we have to deal with it now. Otherwise, you know, this is going to be the beginning of a very frightening phase of Saudi Arabia.
Since September 11th, Saudi Arabia has been cracking down on suspected Al-Qaeda sympathizers. Hundreds have been arrested, and the government has had others under surveillance. But some Saudi leaders have acknowledged that the kingdom may not have been vigilant enough in its fight against terrorism. Now there's an increased determination to tackle the crisis, says political sociologist Khalid El-Dakhil. He says that is heightened by the realization that not only Westerners were targeted in this week's attack.
I think the primary target is the state, not necessarily the people, to put pressure on the state.
Tahil says there is growing anger with the government over the lack of political and human rights, state corruption, and rising unemployment. Under these circumstances, desperate and angry Saudi youth are easily attracted to extremism, he says. But Tahil warns that the government must do more than just crack down on militants.
I think a security solution to this problem is a non-starter here. You have to have a political, economic, and social solution. This problem.
And says Dakhil, radical Islamist views that promote hatred of others must no longer be tolerated. Islamist Mohsen El-Awaji says many hardline clerics have already been silenced, but he believes the government will do even more now to limit their influence.
The Saudis are going to deal firmly, you know, with this narrow school of thought, which provide, I would say, a safe haven, you know, ideologically, you know, for this group. This is the very important step for the Saudi government to take it now.
Still, Awaji says he's worried that the current Saudi leadership is not capable of handling a crisis of such magnitude. He says the leaders are aging and divided, and people are losing confidence in them. Not a good thing, says Awaji, when he, like others, fears there is worse to come. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.